Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Motherhood Unstressed podcast, and I'm your host, Liz Carlisle. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am so glad you're here as always. And like every week, I'm excited to share the work of my guest with you because I think in hearing someone else's story, in getting to pick their brain, you ultimately are going to learn so much and be inspired. And that's always the goal of mine with this show. And I'm not going to disappoint you this week. I'm speaking with CEO and mom, Deborah Rubin Roberts. And she had the privilege of working with some of the best brands and talent in the beauty industry. But it was becoming a mom that was the catalyst for her creating her own line. So you're going to get to hear her origin story, how mommy makeup came to be. And if you use my code UNSTRESSED, of course, you can get a deal of your own if you like what you hear. So please enjoy this episode with Deborah Rubin Roberts. Oh, hello, Deborah. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'm very curious to find out how you began this work, how mommy makeup came to be. Tell us your origin story.
All right. Well, first of all, I grew up in a household where my mother was an interior designer. So there was color and design and textures and fabrics all around me my entire life. My grandmother was my maternal grandmother. She was a woman ahead of her time. She was a fur designer and had her own fur salon. So she was this entrepreneurial spirit in the 40s and 50s when it was not chic to be a working mother. She was, and again, all about texture and color and design. So that was kind of like in my blood from the beginning. As I grew up, I got into theater, and in college, I majored in musical theater and took a stage makeup course during my time there. And after I graduated, rather than having to wait tables or bartend, I worked as a makeup artist. And for a very long time, I had two careers, my acting career and my makeup career. And they both crisscrossed each other quite a bit. I'd do a show, I'd be in the dressing room. Someone would say, oh, I'm getting my headshots done. I need someone to do my makeup. Oh, I can do it. I'm a makeup artist too. The photographer would like what I would do, and then I'd start working with the photographer. And then I also, through, you know, I guess just knowing people, I started working with other brands where I would do makeup for other brands. And that was a big learning experience because I learned, they would always teach, you know, besides what I knew as my being a makeup artist, what the brand would want you to talk about and emphasize was not, they didn't always match up. But, you know, I would always do my best to do both, to do what I honestly thought worked best for the client, but also try to keep the brand messaging on point as well. And then, so I worked for, at the time when I worked for a lot of brands, Smashbox. I launched Smashbox in Henry Bendel. I worked for Prescriptives. I worked for Laura Mercier. And I started working for Bobbi Brown. And when I was pregnant with my first daughter, who's now a teenager, I was working for Bobbi. And I'm on my maternity leave, and my daughter is born, and we're trying to do a date night, my husband and I, and my mother's watching the baby, and I had just a short amount of time to like, get out, have dinner, and come back, because I had to be back for the next nursing, and I'm trying to put myself together, and there's, I couldn't do it. It was just too many products, because at Bobbi, their method And I love the way the end result was always beautiful, but there were like 15 individual items, each with its own brush, just to get a basic polished look. And we came back from dinner and I was like, God, why did I get so like discombobulated? And it ended up that the next day I lined up everything. It was 15 products. I'm like, there's no way with a baby I'm ever going to be able to do this again. At the same time, I was going to these new mother lunches where once a week, a bunch of moms and their babies would get together and we'd have lunch. And sometimes it would be in a restaurant and sometimes it would be a picnic in the park. And all the moms knew I was a makeup artist. And so they would ask me, God, it's like, do I have to choose between unloading the dishwasher or putting on makeup? It's just so complicated now with the baby and I get interrupted. And so it was like I had this aha moment that between my own experience and from what all these moms were telling me, I'm like, there's definitely a need here. And I always say necessity is the mother of invention. It's also the mother of mommy makeup. And because becoming a mom was what was the catalyst for this idea of doing a multitasking, easy to use, talc-free, paraben-free, clean beauty line, I thought, why not name it Mommy Makeup and Clean Beauty for Busy Women? And I got this idea, clean beauty was not a thing. Oh. Like, it was not called clean beauty. I just wanted the line because I have sensitive skin myself. During my pregnancy, it got even more sensitive. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted the products all to be talc free. I always say that talc is a four-letter word. Talc is in a lot of people think, oh, they have to put liquid foundation on and then set it with powder. And powder, most powders have talc in them, and then talc is drying and it itches the skin, it irritates the skin. And also this whole thing with asbestos being found in talc, it was just, yeah, unless
I didn't
talc
know
is
that.
Yeah, talc, that's whole Johnson & Johnson thing that's going on. That's because there was asbestos found in the talc and it wasn't removed properly. And so that's what's causing all these medical issues for women. And so I didn't want any talc in the products. And I didn't want any parabens because that also affects your hormones. I wanted it to be allergy tested. Non-comedogenic, meaning it doesn't clog your pores. And so just by knowing what I wanted in it, there was no such thing as clean beauty when I came up with this idea, but it ended up being clean beauty before clean beauty was a thing.
Oh, I love it. And there's so many directions we could go with that amazing introduction, but I want to ask, because I felt this in my own life, like what is it about becoming a mother where it just focuses your life so intensely, what you do want out of life, how you want to spend your time, and more specifically, maybe how you don't want to spend your time and what you don't mm-hmm. want to be doing. So why do you think motherhood specifically does that to us?
I think, well, my mom said to me when I was pregnant, and my mom is deceased, so I look back and I always like think of her words of wisdom. She said to me, you are going to have this baby that is like a mound of clay that you can mold the way you want to, or that you can mold into the kind of person that you think could make a difference in the world. And I think that responsibility and that blessing at the same time really makes you do a bunch of things like unconsciously. It makes you prioritize what's important. It makes you conscious of what your child is exposed to. And then doing all that. And it also, it makes you want to be a much, it forces you to be more organized with your time, because you don't, yes, you love your child, but you also need to have some of your own autonomy. So carving out your own time is a big deal. And what you do with that time that you carve out is also really a big deal. And then also, like, what your child sees, the what they around them, just the environment and the people around them, they, you know, unconsciously absorb a bunch of that as well. So I think a combination of all of that is like the catalyst that makes motherhood like a big turning point in women's lives.
This episode is sponsored by Masa. Masa is a fitness company based out of Atlanta, Georgia. They have hundreds of on-demand workouts and recoveries for everyone, new movers and athletes alike, 300 and growing. Podcast listeners can get 30 days free on top of a 14-day trial with the coupon code MOTHERHOODUNSTRESSED30. Now, after 44 days, a subscription of just $9.99 per month is available to you. Now, remember, these are workouts that fit every schedule. Whether you have 10, 30, or 60 minutes, you're going to be able to get it in a creative way. And they're actually enjoyable, driven by music and amazing coaching. So if you are someone who has been looking for an extra push, an extra hand to help you up, this is where you want to go. So be sure to download the Masa app on your smartphone and use my code MOTHERHOODUNSTRESSED30 to save.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like you become a different person when you become a mother, you know, whether you want to or not, like you don't really have a choice. And I love that you had that moment in the bathroom getting ready for your date night with your husband. And you were like, okay, like I need to get myself together. I need to be this person that used to go out on dates and have fun and be free. And you were like overwhelmed in that moment. And that's so transferable to all of us out there who've had similar moments like that, especially in early motherhood, where it's like, it's this in between where I'm kind of still the person I was before, but I'm also now in this new role and I have this massive amount of responsibility. And it's like, you saw that, you know, that moment, like I can help moms deal with that friction that happens, especially in early motherhood. I love that you had that clarity based on your own experience, you know, and who you worked for before.
Well, I don't know that, it was a combination of the bathroom moment and the need of hearing it from all these other women who were going through the same process as me. I mean, I would always say, I barely have time to brush my teeth, let alone put on my makeup. Or when the early days, like getting a shower in was like the big thing. If I could get a shower in today was a success, mm-hmm. You know? So with all that in mind, it was like 15 products, 13 products, no matter how great the end result looks. I understood also why, you know, before I had my daughters, women would like carve out that time and sit down in front of me. And as clients would say, this looks beautiful, but I'm not going to have time for this. And I didn't really get it until it happened to myself. And I'm like, now I understand. And there is a real need for this. Now, like I said, the line is called Mommy Makeup because becoming a mom was a catalyst. But since we started the line, we found that there are tons of busy women who are not moms, who like it for travel, who grandmoms who say, you know, once I became a grandmother, you know, this became a big priority. And I love having this because it's fast, quick, and easy. And, you know, it's easy to understand and everything multitasks. So it saves me time. And so even though the idea happened from being a mom, the product line is basically for all busy women.
Yeah. Because I think too, like you go on TikTok, you go on Instagram, everyone is doing makeup and everyone is showing all these different ways. There's a million different ways to do makeup. There's a million different products, but you have really condensed it down to the must-haves. And like you said, things are transferable. Like I'm wearing the multi-stick as a blush and as a lipstick. I am obsessed with it because it just goes on so silky and smooth and has that staying power that I need. So let's take our audience through what actually is involved in the Mommy Makeup line so that they know exactly what they would get if they purchased it.
Well, the first thing with Mommy Makeup is and this happened out of need. We found that people were buying our products and loving them, but we offer a 30-day no questions asked returns or exchange policy. So very often we would find people would be like, oh, I love the Mineral Dual Powder, but I got a shade that's too dark for me. Can I exchange it for a lighter shade? and exchanges were happening a lot. And so we said, look, how could we minimize exchanges? And I said, well, if I could see the people's picture before the purchase, then I could suggest colors that are more suited, and that would help minimize exchanges. So we started our free color consultation program. So anyone can go on to either Facebook Messenger or just email us directly, or on our website, there's a little button that says free color consult. You click on that, you download a selfie, preferably with no makeup on. If you have makeup on, that's okay, but preferably no makeup on. And we see your picture and we suggest the colors that and the shades and the products that would suit you. And then we send you back an email with the shade suggestions plus a $10 gift card that you can use towards your order. So that's a big, and that has minimized our exchanges and really has gotten like women to like get on board, because yeah, it's much simpler. It takes a lot of the guesswork out of things, and people are, it's like, you know, she tells two friends and so on and so on. And that's what's been happening. And especially during the pandemic, mm-hmm, when everyone was shopping online at home, then the color consultations started coming in like by the droves, and they still are. So yeah, that the color consultation is a big difference from other lines. And the talc-free is a big, big difference. There are some brands out there, they'll have a talc-free powder or a talc-free foundation, but the entire line is not talc-free.
Yeah. And that's a big move. That's a strong move. And I love that that happened before like clean beauty was even like a catchphrase, a hashtag.
Yeah. I've never been I didn't use even, you know, and thank goodness I look back now that I didn't use baby powder on myself, on my kids or anything because of all of that. So those are the two big differences. You'll get and also if you do a set, the sets come with what we call paint by number instructions. And that kind of happened because when I was working for other brands, I would draw out these little faces, and like I always say, makeup doesn't get finished unless you know how to use it. So I would draw out all these little pictures and say with like arrows, place the eyeliner here, dash on with pointed eyeliner brush. And this, and people would tell me, I have your faces with your instructions all over my bathroom. So some of the kits and sets come with paint by number instructions. And then because now we're an online brand, every product page has a tutorial, video tutorial on how to use the product. Like you're wearing the triple sticks, and just about, you know, we purposely do it so that I put the product on myself in the video. I am not putting it on some glamorous model, because if people see me putting it on myself, they will know how to use it on themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, like we're all in the same boat. We all want to look good, and to have someone kind of holding our hand and being, it's like a friend, you know, taking you through their favorite products. Like I think that's the most attractive thing that I found, like having someone pick out colors for me, like you did, changed the game. I was like, okay, great. Let's get into this. Let's start this right away when it came in, because it's like, I knew it was going to look good.
I love that phrase you just said of having a friend, like walk you through it. That's exactly. And you know, women help other women, and moms always say it takes a village. So we're the village.
Yeah.
We're the mommy makeup village.
And this episode of Motherhood Unstressed is sponsored by Sambucol. Sambucol offers a great way to support immune systems. They have key vitamins like A, C, and E, and also a natural source of powerful antioxidants. So you're boosting that immune system and you're helping keep them healthy, even though they're back in the day-to-day, especially as the temperatures get cooler and sicknesses start to increase. And Sambucol is great because they have a lot of different products to help you get that black elderberry in your system. They have syrups, gummies, chewable tablets, drink powders, capsules, and more. Our family loves the gummies, I have to say. I love them. They're sweet and tart, and I feel like it's a little treat in the middle of the day whenever I pop them in.
And my kids do too. So it's easy to get them that immune boosting support that they need for the school year and beyond. Now, if you're tuning into this, you know I'm going to get you a good deal. You can get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at SamicoleUSA.com and use my promo code MOTHERHOOD15 at checkout. That's 15% off your order of $9.99 or more at SamicoleUSA.com using the code MOTHERHOOD15. I love it. And it's so strange to me that nothing like this has existed before you came along. You know, like it seems like, oh, of course, you know, every great idea, it's like, oh, of course this exists. And of course this is doing well, but it's like, you don't see this anywhere else. And I think especially for the mom community, it's something that we all need, that we need to feel good. And that's why I want to like take this conversation a little in that direction, because beyond makeup, beyond looking good, I think there's something more going on here, especially again, I'm pounding this point in early motherhood when you're kind of like upside down in your identity. What do you think is it about makeup, about taking that time, carving out that time, like you said, to nurture yourself and to put on a face?
Well, I always think it's about how you feel. And when you look in the mirror and you feel that you look good, you feel good. So it's like the cart coming before the horse coming before the cart. I think you ultimately have to feel good and then you'll feel that you look good. Yeah. So, you know, when you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I was up all night with my kid and I feel tired, and I look tired now. So if I put on some Mommy's Little Helper concealer and a little triple stick, I might look, cover my circles and have a little color in my face and I won't look as tired. And then ultimately you get out the door and you don't feel as tired.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like you trick your brain into being like, yes. Oh, I look good. I feel good. I'm crushing this motherhood thing. You know, like it is such a weird, like psychological trick that you can do. But to me, it's like, even now my kids are, you know, 7 and 10. So I feel like I have a little more time and they're both boys. So they're kind of just running around. But it's like, even now when I take a little time and I freshen up and I go into the bathroom and then I come out feeling like I'm put together, like I've got things under control, at least, you know, visibly, it does. It makes you feel more optimistic, happier, more in control. And that to me is a cascading effect onto all other areas of life, work, so parenting, everything.
So true. And a favorite saying of mine is, beauty begins the moment you decide to be yourself. Mm-hmm. And that Coco Chanel said that. And finding that you knew who yourself was before you had your children. Then you have your children and you go through this period. It's like you're transitioning into motherhood. You still want to have your autonomy. So it's that finding yourself. And I feel that your style, not just your makeup, but like your style, your clothes change, because it's like, I'm not going to be wearing this fancy blouse for my infant to spit up on or whatever, but you somehow transition and find your whole sense of style will change or morph slightly. And then you come out being yourself and then you feel your best.
Yeah. Do you think that motherhood creates your best self through the hard times? What's your take on that? Because do you feel like you were more driven and who you really are before becoming a mom? Or do you feel like that woman came out because of the struggle and the friction that you experienced as a mother?
I think not only, yes, I agree that you're becoming a mom does, it brings out your best self in many ways. But I think a lot of it is that you put your little watcher on, like, because you're molding the clay, what do you want them to emulate? Mm. That really, I think for me was a big thing. I became much more patient when, as a mom, I also became much more empathetic because I would look at my kids and be like, ah, so this is, they don't know what, this could do to them. So explaining it is like, you know, you don't want to explain it to shock them. You want to explain it and give them more knowledge. That was a huge thing for me.
Yeah. Are your daughters involved with the brand at all?
A little bit, yeah. In fact, I'm not sure what shade triple stick you're wearing. Tess, okay, Tess is my younger daughter's middle name. So a lot of the colors are named are female names. Some of them are like names from like Angelica. My girls were really, we came out with the Stay Put Matte Lip Cream shortly after Hamilton. And my girls loved Angelica Schuyler. So this color, which is like a rose gold color in the Stay Put Matte Lip Cream, I thought it had a very angelic like color to it. Like it was, has a little shimmer. So I said, oh, we'll name this Angelica because of Angelica Schuyler. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you ever foresee the brand getting into stores or being used exclusively on Broadway or in the industry? Have you ever thought about that?
It's funny that you say that because shortly after, originally when I came up with the idea for this, I said to my, I was shopping online completely. I didn't, because I would shop online when my children were napping and when they were sleeping at night. And so I said, well, most of my mom friends would tell me they're doing the same thing. And we would send each other links of the products that were good. You know, this is a great bib that, you know, doesn't get the food all over the tray or whatever. So I originally thought that it should be an online brand. And then people started hearing about us and everyone was like, oh, you have to get into retail. You have to get into retail. And we did this big show in summer of 2008 in Las Vegas called Cosmoprof. And we were going to go into all of these retail stores and department stores and everything. And then the fall, like November, December 2008, the market crashed. Everyone said, all the retailers said, oh, we can't bring on any new brands. Some people didn't even have their jobs anymore because they consolidated down on teams. And we were back to just being online again. And so we did what we had to do. We pivoted. We reached out. Besides our website, we're on other websites as well, other beauty websites, bigger more reach websites, but that's how we pivoted. And I don't think at this point in time we're going to go into stores because shopping online was originally the main idea. But you know, I'm not ever going to say never say never. So it's possible, but it's not likely at this point.
It seems to me that you've always kind of been like ahead of the curve. You know, you were ahead of the curve with the clean beauty take and then also with being online. I mean, that to me, it's almost like you have this sixth sense. Do you feel like your grandmother, your mother with that entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well in you?
Oh, definitely. I got it from them for sure. definitely. I think it's just because from my experience of working with women as clients, but also I was, as an actor, I would be in front of the camera, but then as a makeup artist, I was behind the camera. So I had a different approach to beauty because I could see it from so many different angles. And I guess also just from the influence of my mom and my grandmother always doing their own thing, it just gave me the courage to, you know, just go with my gut and say, this is what's needed. And there's nothing else like this. Let's go for it. So, you know, only live once, got to go for it.
I love that. Were there any other, and we're almost to the end of time, but were there any other non-negotiables that you had in mind when you were creating this line?
Yeah. Like I said, well, the talc-free, making sure that people knew how to use their makeup. So providing video tutorials. But another big thing, I wanted it made here in the United States. Mm. A lot of brands will outsource certain products. They'll have their pencils made overseas. They'll have the lipsticks made, you know, in Asia. But they'll make the nail polish here or something. I wanted all the products that are used on the skin to be made here in the United States, for a few reasons. One was, first of all, it's good for good for the country, good for the economy. Second of all, this way I know what's in it. Regulations for cosmetics are regulated by the FDA. So FDA regulations, when you look at a list of ingredients, if it's made in the United States, if it's made in Korea, if it's made in France, if it's made in Italy, if it's made in Germany, what's listed on those ingredient listings, that's what you get. Mm. But other countries, if it's made when it says made in PCR or made in Asia, different countries in Asia, you could, what's in there and what the ingredients say and what's actually in the product don't always line up.
Wow. And
so that was important. So having it made here in the U.S. was a big deal too. And so we offer free shipping for all U.S. orders.
I love it. I love it. And I love too that, you know, I have you here, you know, professional makeup artist and an entrepreneur. What are your major, major do's and don'ts when it comes to makeup?
Okay. So there's a few things. Definitely the do is you look at yourself in the mirror and you have to like what you see. So no matter what, even the, like when we suggest shades, for the free color consultation, we always suggest like two or three, sometimes even four shades per product, just because, you know, it's about options. It's not and choices. It's not about, you know, hard rules. So that's one thing. You have to like what you see. You should always feel good about what you're wearing. A don't is a big mistake I see people make is they go too light with their concealer shade. Concealer, I always say, the analogy I like to give is a woman wearing a black bra under a white blouse. So if you have a dark circle and you think I'm going to lighten that circle by putting a lighter concealer over it, what happens is that black circle kind of bleeds through the same way the black bra bleeds through the white blouse. Mm. But if you're wearing a black bra and you put like a beige blouse or a gold blouse over it or peach blouse over it, it doesn't bleed through as much. So that's what I think a lot of people go too light with their concealer. You should conceal within your own depth of skin tone. That's just, again, not everybody thinks that, but that's what I found works. Another thing is just because it's called eyeliner doesn't mean you should draw a line. You should put your chin up, look in the mirror and make little dashes and dash your eyeliner on and connect the dashes. And brows. Brows are what I call the forgotten feature. Recently, you know, brows have become a big feature, like a big thing, like almost too much. Yes. Almost too much, but brows balance out the face. So I always say, if you're going to wear lip color, always wear a little brow color, because if you don't wear brow color and you have lip color on, your face gets what I call bottom heavy. All the attention goes down toward your mouth and the brow will just balance out the mouth a little bit.
I'm so glad that I asked you that question, because I've never heard someone explain the black bra under the white blouse. And now it's forever tattooed in my brain, as I will never go too light with concealer ever again. I love that. Okay. So to round this interview out, Deborah, do you have any lasting message for the audience about what we talked about mommy makeup, about your life, anything you feel called to share?
I guess I look at life as it's a journey. It's not a destination. And so I'm always thinking that women, as life brings you new challenges, you got to pivot and you have to, and having multitasking products that do a lot, I think kind of helps us pivot and sashay and negotiate through the ups and downs of your journey.
Oh, I love that. And look amazing doing it. So good. So good. Deborah, thank you so much for sharing your time and your work with my audience. If they want to check out you online and the products and everything, how can they find you?
Well, mommymakeup.com. And I again encourage everybody to click the button for the free color consultation. And we look forward to hearing from your listeners.
I love it. I love it. And yeah, guys, I did it myself. And you literally just send a couple pictures and they get right back to you with the recommendations. It's not, you know, some big drawn out thing, because this is literally for busy moms. So it's perfect. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
You have been listening to the Motherhood Unstressed podcast. Please remember to review and subscribe to this podcast.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.